Moody in the morning.
He likes getting up early. He's just weird like that.
8:11 on the Moody of the Morning Show. Monday, December 4th, 2017. Time for Monday Morning Money Talk from United Federal Credit Union. And in the house this morning, the business services advisor, Matt Jasper. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Excellent. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Happy to have you with us this morning. Well, as we are headed into the holiday season here, a lot of folks, and the end of the year, a lot of people take a look at, you know, their finances and what do they want to do different in the new year or whatever, and things like that. Be a good time to take a look at the difference between a credit union and any other financial institution.
Yeah. As we're looking into the end of the year and getting ready for 2018, you know, there's a lot of differences between credit unions and banks. And one of the main ones we like to focus on at United is that we're local. We're here to provide for our local businesses. We're here to do what we can for them. We want to provide flexibility, you know, and we're all decisioned here locally, so that helps with the decision making, where some bigger banks might send that off to a corporate headquarters that doesn't really understand the community like we do.
That's an excellent point, you know, because, you know, the people that live here, work here, play here all the time know the dynamics of the local community, what the community can bear and what it can't, things like that. And, you know, people that are in some ivory tower don't necessarily know all those dynamics.
Yes, exactly. And that's part of what we try to provide. And our members are our owners. We work for them. We're here to serve them. We're here to serve the same goals that they have for their community and their businesses.
Well, let's talk about some of those differences. You know, what makes the difference for, you know, folks on the local level here?
The difference as far as what they're looking for, what
yeah,
we can provide?
Sure.
Flexibility. You know, like I said, we understand what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to kind of, in business lending, there's a little bit of that gray area. Things mm-hmm. aren't always black and white. You know, consumer lending tends to be more of that clear cut. Here's your credit score. Here's what we can do.
And as a result, I would venture to guess that your decisions could be made considerably quicker.
Not necessarily quicker.
No?
I mean, consumer lending can be made, you know, auto decision. You know,
okay,
here's your credit score. Here it is.
Okay.
With business lending, there is a little bit that we're looking into.
Okay.
You know, we're always looking into not only the business, but the owner as well. You know, we're looking to look at a global basis, which sometimes helps. You know, in certain areas around here, we've got a lot of small businesses. So in these sense, you know, the business is the owner. The owner is the business. You know, there's not much variation there.
Yeah.
You know, that might be their only income. So we have to look at it in a different sense. And we have underwriters who understand the way to look at these things. And like I said, they can relate to these small business owners because they shop at these businesses. They
right,
go to these businesses. So
yeah,
it provides a little bit of difference in the fact that we can go to these businesses, understand them, understand their financials, and make a good decision and help them out.
Yeah, and it hasn't always been, you know, that credit unions were engaged in business finance, but that's changed dramatically, and especially for you folks over the last, I would say, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and that's something I touched on last time I was here, and just letting people know, we do business lending at credit unions. It's not advertised as much, and I think, you know, a lot of times where we came from helps dictate who thinks they can be a member. You know, as at United, we started as Whirlpool Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously that's branched out, and now we can touch other members, other people. So, you know, we're providing more options, and we're really a full service financial institution that can help anyone out as far as business lending, consumer lending. We have UIP, which is United Investment Planning. We can do investment planning there. So we really can provide everything that anyone would want at one stop.
All right. So what's the best route for a business person who either is contemplating, you know, the launch of a business, the expansion of a business, a new relationship, you know, with, you know, tired of working with somebody that maybe isn't as flexible as you all?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best route? What should they do?
I think it depends. You know, you touched on a few areas there. It depends on what they're doing.
What are you looking for?
If they're looking to start a business, expand, things like that, I mean, have the plan first and foremost. You know, we have
sure,
a lot of good people in this area, in this community. Again, it's all about the community here. So we have a lot of people that can help you out with developing a business plan, developing how to get started in a new business, a new venture. And once you develop that, stop into your local credit union. We can talk to you. They can set you up with myself or any other business service advisor in the area. There's a few of us here. So, you know, we can sit down. You know, I go over business plans with people after they've maybe gone to the chamber. So there's things we can do to kind of get the ball rolling. But if, you know, if they're already established, not happy with their relationship, stop in, see me. I'd love to talk about, you know, what you're doing now, what I can do to help. And sometimes maybe I can't refinance a loan to make it better for them. But what can we do going forward? What advice can I give you? It's not just about, you know, stealing everyone's business. There's plenty to go around in the
exactly.
area.
Exactly. Well, it's not always just about today either. You know, sometimes exactly. it's laying the groundwork for the future, you know, and just some advice to say, hey, you know, if you do want to, you know, plan for the future, you do want to expand on down the line, let's look at, you know, what's the best route to do that, the most economical route and, you know, the most successful route.
Exactly. Yep.
All good things. So the other outstanding thing about United Federal Credit Union is especially, but, you know, credit unions in general, is because of that local tie to the community and you're dealing with people that are here all day, every day and things like that, is the fact that so much of what you're doing is being invested back into the community.
Yes, and that's something I really wanted to focus on here today. And holidays are coming up. We're 3 weeks away from Christmas. Mm-hmm. I see the cold weather. The snow's coming in here pretty soon. So getting excited about that. But, you know, some positivity. We like to invest our profits into the community. We're reinvesting. We're helping our members, but we're also helping others in the community as well, which benefits everyone. We got a holiday program coming up that, you know, at our end of the year meeting, we don't really do a big holiday party, but our holiday party is a little thing called Pay It Forward. Mm-hmm. And it's what we do at United where the company gives each employee $15. We usually come together in groups and then usually donate more money on top of that. But we all pick what we would like to donate to, how we would like to make a difference in our community. So you see, you know, money given to charities. You see families taken on and Christmas gifts bought so people can have a better Christmas. So we really get to branch out that way with all of our branches, all of our departments, reinvesting money into the community, helping people have a better Christmas. And it's really, to me, that means more to me than United giving me a little gift or trinket
exactly.
or Merry Christmas card. We're doing something impactful.
Or even, you know, I know that this all started because the employees themselves said, you know, rather than, you know, all going out and having a meal and, you know, celebrating and you know, as you said, maybe, you know, a small token gift or whatever, give us that money and we'll go put it to use in the community. And how cool is that?
It's very cool. It's a fun feeling every Christmas. Everyone gets excited for it. You know, like I said, we do a big Team United meeting in the morning before we open up where everyone gets together and talks about what they provided, what they did. And, you know, it's a pretty special meeting. It's usually a little touching in some areas because we're helping out a lot of people, and it's a great way to spend the holidays.
Well, and speaking of helping out a lot of people, that's just one way, but and that's at the holidays, but your teams are out there working all day, every week, it seems.
Oh, year round. Yeah. I just participated recently in probably about a month ago in the United Way Day of Action, going out, raking leaves. You know, I know I was part of a team of about 19 people throughout the day. You know, we had some come and go, but that's another thing we benefit from at United. Again, another way to serve the community, not just in dollars, but, you know, in volunteer time. We're all given 8 hours of
time and talent.
of VTO, so volunteer time off. So we're going out and actually helping make an impact, not just writing a check and saying, here you go, good luck. It's more about, you know, giving a hand and helping out in the community.
Yeah, and many times you offer up, you know, corporate partnerships for events and things.
Yeah, a big one that we're a part of and my boss's foundation for his son is the Alex Mandarino Foundation. I know he's been on here and discussed that with the Alex's Duck Duck Run that happens every summer. And so we were a corporate sponsor for that. We're many corporate sponsorship. We just had a big check and did a big fundraiser for Logan Center.
Yep.
You know, so we're a part of a lot of these big things that I would encourage more people to, you know, get out, you know, go to Alex Mandarino Foundation website, go to these, you know, the Logan Center and donate time and money, go to the charity events that we're helping organize, you know, make an impact in the community because it's helping you out in the end because our community can grow.
It's grow, and become stronger collectively. Absolutely. Yeah, the three T's, time, talent, and treasure.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning. Matt Jasper, Business Services Advisor from United Federal Credit Union. How can they get a hold of you, Matt, if they're interested in talking with you?
My cell phone is 269-921-4007, or you can reach me at my email. It's mjasper, that's J-A-S-P-E-R, at unitedfcu.com.
All right, my friend. Good to see you. Have a happy holiday, and we'll be talking.
Thank you. You too.
All righty.